I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're coming to you from the Quicken Loan Studios on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Incredible soccer games daily in Russia. Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. The time is now. Baseball picks every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com rocks. We've got boxing, MMA, daily fantasy football right around the corner. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Carver High, going back to the World Cup for a minute, the Belgium game, I wanted to say, this Lukaku guy was just absolutely unbelievable. Like, he just is a monster. He had a couple goals, a header, and then that running breakaway, with the two-on-one when they got him the ball, and he just
Hazard got him the ball over there on the left.
Clipped it over the goalie's head into the beautiful kick right over the goalie who was diving to stop the ball, and he kicked it over him into the goal. That Lukaku guy means business.
They are a team that absolutely can win the whole thing. They have the talent. They have the players. They're loaded with Premier League stars. They have so many guys that are in the Premier League. The problem is, and if you watch that game today, you saw two Belgium teams. You saw the team in the first half.
That did nothing.
That did nothing against what really is the worst team in this tournament. Panama is the probably, them and Saudi Arabia, probably the bottom two right in that area teams.
Right.
And they messed around, and it was goalless at the half. And then in the second half, they blew the doors off them.
Right.
And they put three in the net. So they have talent. Problem is, they're never there when it matters.
Was it Merkins? Is that his name?
Yes.
That was a great goal.
Great goal. That
I mean,
first
that was
goal
a
was
sickening volley kick.
And they've got De Bruyne, who's just great from Man City.
He's incredible, awesome. Too. His pass to
Hazard's great. It's just they've got so many good players.
Didn't he made that great pass to Lukaku
on the header.
Did.
Yep. No, on his second goal, on the breakaway goal.
On the breakaway
he made
goal.
The pass to him.
That guy's incredible. De Bruyne, is that his name?
De Bruyne, yeah.
And he plays for Man City?
He plays for Man City.
That's something else, man. That team's dangerous. I got to tell you, I like them.
Great talent. I'd love. You know what? They can absolutely win.
Have they never won the World Cup?
Well, I don't believe so.
So tomorrow, Tuesday, you got Colombia and Japan. That's the early game at 8 a.m. Eastern. And who's the guy on there? Is it Rodriguez who's on that team, Colombia, that's so good? Who's the player?
Yeah, that's Rodriguez.
Jameis Rodriguez, right? Is he injured or something? He missed the training session on Friday because of muscle fatigue. He's had a calf problem. Is he supposed to play? Boy, they're not the same without him, are they?
They are not. I'm seeing now if he's going to play tomorrow.
There you go. So they're taking on Japan early, and then Poland and Senegal at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then the 2 o'clock game is Russia and Egypt.
You start to get into your second game now.
Is that
tomorrow.
Salah in Egypt? Is he finally
going
to play?
That's the word on the street, is that he's going to play. Most of these guys don't announce their lineup.
Is there a chance they could upset Russia with that guy playing?
I like Egypt tomorrow.
To win the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
If he plays, if he's not in the lineup, I don't like their chances.
When are you going to find out if he's playing?
Hopefully tomorrow morning.
Do they not make these announcements?
Usually day of game.
They have game. They'll say
time,
yes or no.
Is most time when you have to put out your sheet, you know, with their lineup sheet.
So their game's at 2. When would they have to do that by? For betters.
Probably a couple hours before the.
Doesn't
that
change everything for the bet?
Yeah, absolutely. Salah's starting or not, it changes it big time.
So, let me ask you this question.
Belgium's best finish, by the way. They made the semis in 1986. That was the best finish.
The best they've ever done.
But this group of guys has been very underachieving. This young group of Belgian players has been, the past couple of international tournaments, whether it be the Euro 2 years ago or the World Cup in 14, you know, this group has underachieved.
So they've got all these great, talented players, but they're not living up to it.
Right.
Well, maybe this time they will.
This could be the year.
Maybe it will, because they look really good to me. But then again, I didn't realize how bad Panama was.
They're really bad. Well, they're the team that's in instead of the U.S., if you'd like. You know, they're the team that got that spot.
Oh, God.
That the United States should be in.
That makes me sick to my stomach that they're not in it, to be honest with you.
They'll be a fun tournament.
I got to be honest, it has not affected my enjoyment level of watching it. I watched a ton of games this weekend of the World Cup, and I thought it was fantastic. I don't need the USA to be in it to enjoy it. That is clear to me now.
And it's a great event to bet on. It's a great event to bet on because there's so many different ways you can bet the game, whether you want to bet a side, if you want to bet a team getting a goal, or you know, goal and a half, or getting a half a goal. Then you got the over under. There's a bunch of stuff you could do.
Draws.
You could bet the draw. There's plenty of
so
betting.
So in these games, they only play the extra minutes. No, until they get to the knockout stage.
Knockout round is when we get into extra time.
Shootouts and stuff.
When you got to eliminate a team, that's when we get to that.
So they play 30 minutes.
In the knockout round, yes. If you're tied after 90, and then.
Then they play 30. Then they play penalty kicks.
Then they play kicks.
30 and then kicks.
Correct.
And how many kicks are there? 5 or something?
Right. I mean, you get the it's a five off in the penalty kicks. I'm sure we'll see one or two of those when we get there.
Does it bother you, Mafia? Have you watched any World Cup at all, or you don't get into it, or what's your deal?
No, I love when it's great international soccer, and I love when it's events like this. I just been kind of hamstrung with my daughter being around. I'm not gonna sit there and watch soccer all day. Otherwise, if I was sitting there doing work, doing other things at the gym, I would absolutely tune in. I love when they have the World Cup, when they have even, you know, the CONCACAF, when they have any of these.
So,
big,
but you
big
you
ones.
Haven't been watching.
I haven't. I've caught up on some of them as far as, you know, seeing highlights, reading the stories, things on that to keep up what's going on, but I haven't been able to sit there and watch the whole game.
How many games, Carver, have you watched? Because I've watched at least 5 or 6 games.
I've watched more than that.
I've watched at least that many.
I mean, they started Thursday. I mean, there's been 3 games a day. Saturday there was 4. I mean, I've probably seen at least 2 of the games each day in whole,
right.
You know, and then maybe pieces of the others. At least what, you know, at least 2 full games each day I've watched.
Tell me this doesn't just save June and July. Like, isn't it?
Well, this is big.
But it goes till 1 month, right? It's June 14th to July 14th.
I believe that's when the final is, yeah.
It's like
right around
July
15th. Might be it's right in that area. I don't know if it's exactly 1 month, but it's right there.
So when do they get to the knockout stage? It's several games, right? Don't you play everyone in your
group? You play everybody once in your group. You play 3 games in the group stage.
No matter what, you play 3.
The first knockout games are next Saturday, the 30th.
First knockout games.
Right.
So the whoever loses is done.
Starting next Saturday, yes.
So that's not this Saturday.
Right, the 30th. Not this Saturday.
2 weeks.
Up, the week after, yes.
So 2 more weeks of just
of every day,
group play.
Of every day, 3 or 4 games a day for the next for the next 2 weeks.
But it's just awesome. But I think it's troubling that it's not at night when we're in here.
Well, it will be when we get to when it comes here in 2026.
Oh, well. Good
luck.
A
long way to go.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I don't mind it.
We'll
personally
be here in 8 years.
I know it sucks for us at night since we're here,
right.
And it'll be something else for us to watch, but honestly, I love the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m.
Yeah,
for
I got
I'm,
a note
my
today.
Situation now.
I got a note today from the brass here that all of the daytime shows love soccer. They just love it. They've been watching.
See, that's the problem with me trying to get into the Premier League and other, you know, the good international soccer is that it starts so early. Like Saturday and Sundays at 10 a.m., I'm not looking to get up and watch a soccer game right away. Or we're playing basketball or something
right.
like that.
You get up for basketball.
Right, I get up for basketball, I get up for that. Like, I can't sit down and get locked into a game then.
You can't get up for a good soccer game, but you can get up for basketball with fat people.
Because at least I'm getting exercise then. I can't get up and sit on the couch and start drinking beer at 10 in the morning.
I went to the beer garden on yesterday.
Carver Hyde does not have a problem getting up and drinking beer for breakfast. Your boy over here doesn't have a problem.
Am I going to be able to do that each of these next couple weekends?
Hair of the dog.
I don't know.
Hair of the dog.
But Sunday I was able to get out to the beer garden for Germany-Mexico. So I watched Germany-Mexico and Brazil-Switzerland there.
No, and there was no wife and daughter, none of that?
No, they were there.
They went with you?
Yeah.
And they watched?
They were playing and running around. It was a huge place. So, and then cousin Sean was there with me.
Oh, so was the beer garden in Queens? Was it crowded?
This was actually on Long Island.
Long Island, was it crowded?
It was packed. Well, because Germany playing, it's a German place, so it was packed. Loaded. And they weren't happy. With
they were not happy.
No.
Did you see the German fans in Germany with there was like 50 Mexican fans in the middle of them and they were going crazy and then all the Germans around them were motionless and they were just standing there watching these people celebrate in their face. I was very surprised they didn't get like set on fire. I mean it. I mean they looked so angry with
everybody's there to have a good time.
No, they weren't.
Nobody's there for violence or anything like that.
Yeah,
none of that.
In Germany there. Believe me, they will set you on fire. They will beat your face in. All right, so that is very, very unnecessary, that type of violence, promoting it. We want people to love each other everywhere on all.
Do you expect to see any violence here today?
I certainly hope so.
All right, the Nationals make a deal for Kelvin Herrera. Think about that. When I go to break, if you know who that individual is, Kelvin Herrera. This is when you know it's the dog days of summer when I'm doing a featured tease of a player in baseball that no one's ever heard of. I mean, to tell you, I can't tell you how excited I am for a baseball trade of someone no one's ever heard of. 855-212-4227.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the Nationals get the closer, right-hander Kelvin Herrera from the Royals, and he was obviously stunned that he got dealt. I guess he had been in Kansas City's system. Carver High, was he in their system, I think? So they get him. They didn't have to give up a lot to get him. Apparently, so Blake Perkins is the Nats' number 8 prospect, and then Herrera had a 1.05 ERA and 14 saves. They have three guys, Doolittle, Madsen, and Kinsler, with great closers they got on that team. They got outfielder Blake Perkins, third baseman Kelvin Gutierrez, and a right-hander, Morel, in that deal. That's a good deal for the Nationals to get another great closer.
This is a huge deal for them. Who they got, who they gave up doesn't matter. They could have gave up the three of us. Okay, that it doesn't matter who the Nationals gave up for this. They got ahead of everybody in the market here. They got a great arm to put in their bullpen, something that they needed. It's a great move by the Nats.
Did you see that Bryce Harper shaved his beard?
I did see that.
Wonder why he did that.
Changing it up a little bit?
Getting a lot of heat lately. Maybe the heat is the reason he got rid of it. It's so hot.
It's very possible. It was like 95 in D.C. today.
Very hot today in D.C. Did JJ go to the games?
I don't believe so. But
didn't he say he was going to go to the makeup game?
He was going to try. He did not.
Didn't he have tickets for it?
He did not tell me he did. Oh, he had tickets for it. That game he went to was rained out, correct. But I don't think he went down there today.
So the Yankees called up Clint Frazier for the second game. They won that game, by the way. They lost the finish of the first game, which
correct.
Was a suspended game.
Soto hit the home run, even though he there's a lot of people making a big deal about that tonight.
What is that big deal?
Well, about? Soto, that of course was the completion of a game on May 15th.
Right.
And Soto made his major league debut on like May 20th or 21st or something. So in the record books now, the guy made his major league debut on May 20th, but his first career, you know, it doesn't count. He really hit his first homer on May 15th. It's kind of silly. It's dumb because that game still counts as playing on May 15th.
Oh, I see. So they're saying he hit his first home run on May 15th, but he never started in the majors till May 20th.
So honestly, this is insignificant and really not a big deal to most, but the big baseball types are having a lot of, you know.
So they called up Clint Frazier for the second game because they were able to put an extra guy or whatever on
the
roster.
Well, Gardner's also been hobbling around. He didn't play Sunday. He did not play Sunday. He did not play today.
Guardy went yardy.
Right. So he's up kind of as insurance for that. I think he'll be around for a couple days. But he voiced a little displeasure today.
Frazier. Yeah, he's unhappy with his job.
I don't blame him because, as I've told you 1,000 times, the guy is beyond AAA anymore. He shouldn't be playing AAA baseball.
He should be in the majors.
He should be in the majors. And unfortunately for him, the Yankees don't have
anywhere
to
play. Do they trade him to the Blue Jays for J.A.?
Oh, I hope not. Jeez. If they've got to give up Clint Frazier, I want somebody better than Jay Happ. Ugh.
Well, Jay Happ is the guy that they're interested in, allegedly.
He's not worth Clint Frazier.
The Yankees and Mariners are both interested in Happ, who's 8-3. Is that right? With a, I guess, AL rival. The Red Sox have a 813 on base percentage against right-handers, but only 672 against left-handers. Is that why they want him?
I guess, and he knows the division. He's pitching Toronto. I don't care.
Why
I mean, listen,
I don't mind.
I don't mind getting Jay Happ, but I'm not giving up Clint Frazier.
Is it that every year we go through this, that at the deadline the Yankees are going to get a pitcher that they've got to go get whoever they want? It's just every year they just have to get the hottest name.
Every year.
Well, it is every year.
They didn't get it last year. They didn't get Verlander last year. The year before that, they sold off. So now this year, yes.
And what did they do last year? They got Chapman back.
No, they had Chapman already. They signed Chapman before the year. They had Chapman going
after the Cubs won it.
Last year at the deadline,
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray at the deadline. But he's a disaster to begin with.
Another great performance by him tonight.
Well, so he started that second.
He started the game. I mean, they won the game.
They won
the
game.
What am I going to say?
He didn't get the win.
I mean, I thought he didn't pitch great.
He didn't get the win.
He didn't get the win. He was out early.
Tell me that guy hasn't been average at best for them.
A couple of good, decent starts. Other than that, he's been terrible.
Since they got him, has he not been average at best?
I wouldn't even call him average.
The players of the week are Evan Gattis and Marcell Ozuna, who made the botched play and left tonight that cost the Cardinals the game. Is that right?
I believe so.
It is. It is accurate. So the Yankee-Red Sox race is super close. Can either one of them, separate themselves from the other? The Red Sox are 8th in starters ERA. The Yankees are 10th. The Yankees relievers rank 5th in the majors with a 2.88 ERA. The Red Sox are 6th. With a 13-7 record and a 3.03 ERA. The Yankees have 21 saves and 29 chances. The Red Sox have 25 and 31 chances. How crazy is it that they're so similar, that their records and all of their performances are so eerily similar? They're, you know, everything, their ERA, their bullpen, their starters. It's crazy.
It is really weird when you look at it how close they are. And the crazy thing is one of them is going to have to play in that one game, you know, do or die playoff game. The loser of the division is going to be, you know, basically playing a one game roll of the dice. So
Cole Hamels, J.A. Happ, Tyson Ross, who is a San Diego right-hander.
No thanks.
Kansas City's Danny Duffy, but he's terrible. Who would ever get Danny Duffy with a 6 ERA?
You know, maybe he'll go to a good team and he'll turn himself around.
Sure.
You know, maybe
Chris Archer. What about
like
him? Do you like him?
I like Chris Archer, but he's been terrible too. He hasn't been good.
What about Francisco Liriano?
No, I don't.
He's on the DL anyway. What about Matt Harvey?
Come on. Come on. Get serious. I'll tell you one thing. All those guys you just listed,
right.
I wouldn't give up Clint Frazier for any of them.
Well, there's your trademark it. I just wanted to let you know that's the offerings.
I think the one guy they'll get at, they'll go hard for Cole Hamels.
He's so finished. It's not even funny. It's so funny to me how baseball now, it's dying so badly for you to be interested in their crap players available at the deadline. Did you just, I rattled off the names of the biggest, you talk about a landfill. What a bunch of trash that is. Cole Hamels, J.A. Happ, Tyson Ross, and Danny Duffy and Chris Archer. Thanks. I'll just stay with the fat chick and go out with her. She drinks a lot. We're going to party online.
I think Cole would be all right if they could get Cole Hamels.
So Cole Hamels going to have that final.
You know what happens. Guys put the pinstripes on. And
great things happen.
Great things happen. It's just that simple.
Girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear.
Aaron Judge leads all Yankee hitters in hits, runs, home runs, RBIs, walks, and extra base hits, and game-saving catches tonight. Didn't he catch one in the ninth that saved the game? It's time for the update. Let's find out what's going on. I see Zach Greinke leaving a game. He loves people in general and the media. He's a guy's got it all figured out. He just gets along with everybody so well.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Carver, how did you see Alan Pinkett and Don Criqui are out as the radio play-by-play crew for Notre Dame football?
I did see that.
So, they've been doing it forever. Alan Pinkett since, 2001. And I don't know, Criqui, 78, also a Notre Dame alum, called NFL games for 47 years on NBC and CBS. They open their season September 1st. They host Michigan. A new radio team has not been announced. Carver High, we should go for the Notre Dame radio crew job. Me, you, and Mafia. But they're going to want us to live in South Bend, it appears. That's what Alan Pinkett is saying. The reason is that they were let go, he said, is because they want to do, all kinds of shows from South Bend, where the radio team is located. And they want them to be there for everything.
They want you to be dedicated to the university.
Can't live outside.
Don't want you having any side jobs.
Can't come in on Saturday morning.
No, none of that. Don't just show up and do the game. You got to live the culture, live the lifestyle.
Like Tony Roberts.
Be there, baby. That's it.
Tony Roberts, the living legend from Westwood One and Mutual. Remember broadcasting when Tony Roberts called the games? Tony Roberts of South Bend with the Irish. Did you think Don Criqui had been doing the Notre Dame games for too long? Carver High, unwilling to go there.
No. Yeah, get a fresh crew in there. Forget, we need to spice it up a little. Get me somebody else.
So you'd had enough of the old
get
guy.
Get Criqui and Pinkett out of there.
Did
Give
you
me
like,
somebody else.
But did you like Alan Pinkett when he played at Notre Dame? He was good.
Sure.
He was one of their best backs.
But now it's time.
Now it's time for him to go out to pasture?
Get me a new crew.
Even, Criqui's old, but Alan Pinkett's not old.
Doesn't have the commitment.
How old do you think Alan Pinkett is? Is he about my age?
He's maybe 54.
So he is older than me. Somebody's finally older than me, Mafia.
There's at least a couple here and there.
What did you think of my...
Your boy Criqui was making the trip from Essex Falls, New Jersey.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that around here somewhere?
Somewhere in Jersey.
Maybe that's near Philly. I don't know where Essex Falls is. What do I know? I do know you can bet in New Jersey now, though, on sports. I bet you they made a boatload of money this weekend with the betting on World Cup, the U.S. Open, and baseball. I bet you Monmouth Park just raked it in.
They're still wheeling the barrels out from the back of it, filled with money. Still wheeling the barrels.
I really think they are.
Essex Falls is down by my old stomping grounds. down by Seton Hall.
Near Orange, really?
Yeah, so, a little more north. Just north of Livingston, where you went for that one tournament.
Oh, all right. So he is from around here.
Yeah. From like Central Jersey.
I used to do, can you believe this? I used to do This Week in the NHL with Don Criqui on Westwood One.
I can believe it.
As you know, Mafia, I've had a long, illustrious career and involvement with Westwood One.
Illustrious and debaucherous.
Aren't I working with them now in some capacity? Don't they sell us?
I believe so.
They do a great job. I'm a big fan of Westwood One and the work they've done with this network, selling us.
Incredible sports coverage year-round.
It really is. They've had Notre Dame football forever.
Notre Dame football, NFL, the Olympics, everything.
College basketball.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament.
Uh-huh. So, Mafia, I just wanted to bring up, as you know, we're big, at least I am, WWE fans here. Wrestling, I love it.
Who?
Mafia's laughing, Carver High laughing. But Ronda Rousey, Mafia's not laughing when I bring her up because he still wants to sleep with her. Ronda has been suspended, apparently, from the WWE after tonight, after this girl Bliss, apparently had won the, she had this huge match, I guess, last night with this Nia Jax, and then Alexa Bliss cashed in her Money in the Bank briefcase, mauled, she beat up on Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey, is that about right? And then what happened was tonight she came out on Raw to jump up and down and talk about how wonderful she is. And she was giving herself all the credit in the world when Rousey came out and beat the crap out of her. And then she also, while she was at it, Kurt Angle tried to calm her down. So she took the Money in the Bank briefcase and beat Kurt Angle with it to a pulp. And then she had been, you know, beating both of them up, the man and the woman. She then was suspended for 30 days, after which she'll probably come back and fight Bliss for the belt, it would appear to me.
Yes, I did see this. I'm not a big wrestling fan, so I didn't know any of this was, you know, set up.
You saw it happen, though.
But I did watch the video.
You liked the violence.
I saw it on one of the, you know, the blog things that we check every now and then for stories, and they had the whole rundown. They had a video of it.
She ran. She threw her through a table. It was great.
She did everything. Beat up the refs, too. And you know what? I had no idea who Alexa Bliss was before this, but I am a big fan of her now, even though she got her butt kicked.
She beat the refs with her fists, and she beat up Bliss and Angle with a briefcase full of money.
Yes, and threw her through the table, as you said. Very violent. Out of control. Just a loose cannon.
Just so awesome. So was there another UFC event this weekend?
There was not.
No way. It's not possible.
Come on.
There was no fight on anything. Fight Pass, pay-per-view.
Come on.
I know FS1 was pretty tied up with the golf and and the World Cup. They
there
couldn't
was no...
squeeze any anywhere?
They could not.
It was
apparently
the week.
They couldn't even get good enough broadcasters to do the golf, let alone
so the week before it was 225?
Yeah.
Mafia sliding in a jab at the broadcast crew during the golf there. Did you hear that? Couldn't get a good crew for the golf. They didn't have anybody for the
lost audio for 15 minutes. Then they had that little conversation they picked up in the crowd. Little
porn.
Yeah. What was going on there?
Straight porn and butter. There was a lot of that going on.
I don't know where they found some of the dudes.
Golf is so boring, dude. It was the best thing that's ever happened to golf that some guy was talking about nailing after in the middle of the golf round. How funny is that? That was right out of Caddyshack that they picked up the mic. Someone
it was awesome.
It was
so filthy, too. It wasn't even like anything, like a little bit of just talking about, oh, yeah, I dated her. She was great. We had a fun time or something like that. No, in a little rougher language. It was flat out filthy.
Filthy, disgusting, repulsive porn. It was awesome. It was terrible. Can't believe someone would listen to that.
I'll give your boy Buck credit, though, because after they had that whole 15-minute gap of, like, no audio whatsoever, they jumped in commercials a bunch of times, he came back and actually, you know, let it roll off his shoulder and made a joke of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching, who was it that he did it with again? Who was the guy that he was doing? It was Joe Buck and Azinger?
Azinger, yeah.
And who else? Curtis Strange?
He was part of the group also. He also had Shane Bacon at the desk there.
Shane Bacon. What? Is that something you eat?
Shane Bacon.
Oh. So I have to ask you, you didn't find Buck and Azinger boring?
Oh, it was terrible.
How many golf commentators that aren't boring? Come on.
I mean, I was just like, you could smoke five bong hits or you could watch them call golf. I don't know which one puts you to sleep worse.
If you can't even use exciting for the product on the television, how are you going to use exciting for the broadcasters doing it? Come on. Golf on TV is boring. The people that are broadcasting it are even more boring. And not necessarily through a fault of their own, just because of what they have to work with.
Not here, though. We have great coverage of the all the majors here.
Because we get the cool guys that just tell like it is. I love golf as a sport. Like, I'll go play it, have a few beers. I can't watch it.
I mean, don't we have – who do we have? Anne Ligori does it here on the network?
Correct.
Does she do it on The Fan as well?
Yes.
We got it covered. We don't need all these other people that think they're so wonderful. We've got Anne Ligori. So we're
And here on the bench, we've got David Dusick.
Dusick and Kachuk, what else do you need?
We can barely get a hold of Kachuk anymore. What's happened to him? Did he go pro or something?
Seems like it. I mean, every time he gets closer and closer to qualifying, right?
You would think that he'd be nicer to us since he's on, isn't he on the golf radio channel on Sirius?
He is. He loves you. He's just busy.
Aren't we on Sirius XM now? So
we are.
Should we not have access to their people? Allegedly? We're allegedly on Sirius XM. On night, there's not 75 games on, which is what there usually is. When there's 75 games on, the first one they bump is Pharrell. Wait, are we on? Check, 1, 2. I do care, actually. I'm just kidding. I care about everything and everyone, all peoples, including people from Senegal. Don't they play tomorrow?
I believe so.
How did they get into the tournament and we didn't?
Well, that's Senegal, a different qualifying.
Is Senegal like a, is that a country or is there?
Yes, it is in Africa.
Oh, right. Congratulations. Speaking of Africa, did you see Rick Haro doing live television feeds from South Africa? Did you see his on Twitter?
I did not see that. He's tweeting like
clips
of him.
Shooting videos now in South Africa with
him
Gary.
And Gary Player doing that.
I put up there today, charmed life. What a life this guy leads. Carver High, very excited that Rick can't hear us right now in South Africa. And secondly, he just said it's going to be the best 2 weeks of his life, that he doesn't have to listen to him.
Says he's gone till July 3rd.
He's out of commission. Is that accurate?
He says he'll be away for 2 weeks.
Do we not have the most exciting week ever here on tap with the NBA draft? Am I coming in at midnight on Thursday? There's another one of his great ideas. Let's bring in people that have no idea what they're talking about, and they'll just do the shows to tell you about everything they know little about. Jesus. I'm handling the NBA draft, right?
You'll be on 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday.
10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, because apparently they don't care about the NBA draft here.
Got the NHL draft Friday night.
I'm sure CBS has big plans for that. The hockey draft. What could be worse than that draft?
It'll be a big day.
You know what they should do? They should have the baseball draft and the hockey draft on the same night and then warn everyone not to watch or listen so they don't, you know, want to off themselves in the boredom of it all. Is there anything worse in life, honestly? Can anyone name anything worse? This isn't one of these, hey, give me your top five all-time players. Not a zany radio bit.
Top three worst drafts in pro sports.
Yeah, let's just talk about how atrocious is the baseball and NHL drafts. I mean, honestly, is there anything in life worse than those two things?
Well, there's a reason why those drafts are only carried on their own channel and the other ones are carried on, you know, cable that you can find easily,
right?
On ESPN. Like, those ones you can only get on the NHL Network and MLB Network. And even then, they don't go into every single pick on MLB because it's so long and you've never heard of any of these guys.
Not one of them.
Right.
No one's heard of one of them.
You're not going to watch high school and college ball for the most part.
So the guy that's going number one in the NHL draft.
Rasmus Dahlin.
Right. We've talked about him on the show before, but I can promise you there's no one on the face of the earth that's ever heard of him. Even people that watch him play every day.
Other than people in the city of Buffalo, because they have the first pick and they've been dying for this guy. Other than that, no, nobody's heard of him.
No one in Buffalo knows who he is.
They know Rasmus Dahlin. This is all they've talked about since they won the lottery.
Well, they know of him because they're getting him.
Right.
But I still don't think they know who he is. They know they've never watched him play or anything. They just know they're getting him.
Watch a lot of film. A lot of film.
The people in Buffalo are watching film?
Rasmus Dahlin, yeah.
The people in Buffalo are watching film of the 1974 Christmas when Daddy got him the red fire engine under the tree, and they got film of that. And they're watching old family movies. Man, it is just unbelievable. You know what show returned last night, and 34C had me watching it. It was terrible. The Affair on Showtime is now back. I refuse to accept that as a good show. But I am watching Animal Kingdom a lot lately, Mafia. And as you know, I save the episodes on Tuesdays for Sunday. So I watched that last night, and I found it very good. Very strong effort, what's going on that show. Love that show. There's a lot of surprises perhaps coming around here in connection with that show coming up in the next few weeks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.